Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this fantastic Thursday. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. As you all know, Grace View, Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. His message for today, my apologies, everyone. For some reason, I can't seem to get my thoughts together on today. Our words of encouragement today will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, Reconnecting the Disconnected, and it comes from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Before we bring Brother Griffin on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other, pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Caller 6246, state your request.
Good morning. This is Brother McFall. I just want to say thank you for everything and ask for prayers for Brother Gene, which is out of California, his family, as they get ready to bury him to be passed away, and just asking for grace that God is able to comfort them during their loss, and just asking for prayers for myself and my family, and pray that I continue to actually do what God has asked me to do, and asking for prayers for finance, life, health, and as well as I drive around in the area of Jacksonville, Florida, and other places. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6371, state your request.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Mary, and I'm asking prayer for my family, for my uncle was found unresponsive the other day and was put on a ventilator. So I'm asking for you all to continue to pray for my family and myself. Continue to pray for the Clark family, the LeGrand family, everybody on the call, and continue to keep me in prayer as I travel, as I work. I do a lot of driving at work. So please keep me in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your prayer request. We'll now have our words of encouragement followed by a closing prayer from Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in today. First, I want to give God all the glory and all the praise, allowing us to be a part of his great ministry. We want to ask God to bestow blessings and comfort upon the families who requested prayer, Brother McFall and his travels and all that he does, and for the brother's name whom he mentioned that who's passed and there is being funeralized, and the family who he belongs to, we pray that their hearts be comforted. And the sister who just mentioned for the Clarks and all the other siblings, whose loved one is now being placed in a ventilator. We pray that you touch their hearts at this time. Give them the strength and tenacity and understanding that they can overcome their potential loss, and those who have fallen prey to loss, that they may be able to overcome as well. We just ask all of these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen. Today's lesson of encouragement, I'm from Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 through 2, where the writer encourages the very thing that we are talking about, how people need to be encouraged. People fall prey for different things at different times in their life, and that's why we must consistently and constantly, as members of the body of Christ, be concerned about the lives of others. I think that's the great mission of Grace Nurture, to encourage others during difficult times as well as pleasant times. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, ye who are spiritual, restore him in the spirit of gentleness. Keep watch over yourself, lest you too be tempted. bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let each test his own work, and then his reason to boast will in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. For those of you that take notice of nature and how upon hearing any type of noise, birds tend to scatter, resemble almost immediately, and always wondered why that. I only think because they realize that they are one flock, that they are part of each other. And no matter what they go through, they reassemble almost immediately, and they are set for the next noise or disturbance they hear. But then again, they come back together almost immediately. I wonder also about in Acts chapter 8, 1 through 8, and how did the early Christians scatter for fear of persecution and actual persecution. But they did reassemble. I often wondered who orchestrated their coming back together, considering the communication system they had at the time. COVID-19 has caused the church to scatter in these days. Who will continuously orchestrate its coming back together, considering the communication means available today? Of course, there's no comparison to the communication means today than that of yesteryears. But two situations. They came back together. Some perhaps never did back then, and even today, many are coming back together, and some aren't. But members of the church have been affected in many ways, both short-term and long-term. Some mentally, some financially, socially, and unfortunately spiritually. See, God did not equip all of us with the same level of resilience. Therefore, the scriptures teach us to help those who have fallen prey to trials, temptations, and challenges we did not expect to overwhelm us. Especially during times like these, we all must spring into action for the body's sake. However, because we are humans, we are subject to succumb to such things as distractions. On account of what we've gone through the past 19 months, things that prevent someone from giving full attention to something else, extreme agitation of the mind or emotion, we become distracted. Not only do we become distracted, we become discouraged. Discouragement is something that all of us are subject to, which means a loss of confidence or enthusiasm, a dispiritedness. Discouragement is an attempt to prevent something by showing disapproval or creating difficulties of the turn. Not only must we overcome discouragement and distraction, we also have to deal with disappointment. Disappointment means sadness or displeasure caused by the non-fulfillment one's hopes or expectations. And sometimes a person or event or thing causes disappointment. But in addition to those, there's depression. Depression is a common and serious mental illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act. Fortunately, it also is treatable. But depression causes feelings of sadness or and a loss of interest in activities you once enjoyed. And then there is doubting. Doubting is an expression or feeling uncertainty or lack of conviction, or you're skeptical. Now, all of these things that I just mentioned, every one of us, because we are humans, are affected by, have been affected by one or even all of these at some time in our life. But we are focusing on this time that we're dealing with now. And we need to understand that God has a word for us when it comes to this idea of being distracted. We must not allow things to distract us, because spiritually speaking, it can be detrimental to us. You know, we're warned, reminded in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. When we're distracted from spiritual matters, The devil is watching us as well. He's watching to see how much attention we're paying to our assembling, our giving, our fellowship. And when he sees that we have no more interest in those things, he gives us things to be interested in. Who would have thought that there was any harm when Mary and Martha, two sisters, one gave attention to Jesus' teaching and one was focused on cleaning her house? Who would say that being hygienic or domesticated had a problem, was a problem? No one. Maybe the sister one didn't clean, one just wanted to read her Bible. But the Lord prioritized the two. The one who was given attention to the reading of the word, the Lord found favor over the one who was worried about domesticated things. See, we can come distracted and don't even know it. And so distraction affects all of us. And discouragement, we are told that God did not give us the spirit of timidity or fear, but of sound mind and love and joy and strength. Joshua was told to be of good courage. Joshua 1:9. Don't allow discouragement to overwhelm you, overtake you. You find that Philippians 4, Paul tells us, be of good joy, be of good faith, be of good spirit. Don't allow disappointment or sadness or displeasure to overwhelm you. We're told in the Psalms and the Proverbs and the Romans that we need to overcome. We can't overcome depression. God has our back. The Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We find that we need to renew our minds that we may be able to overcome those sad times in our life. And doubting, of course, James says, you ask not because you ask doubting. We are reminded in Psalm 23 again, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So we have a way of being reminded, comforted, and cared for by the Lord. There is no cause for us to be overwhelmed if we choose not to be when it comes to doubting, depression, disappointment, discouragement, and distraction. We are not immune to either of neither of these things, but God has a remedy for us if we would take his prescription. So let us be of good faith. Let us be of good cheer. Let us be motivated. Let us be encouraged instead of discouraged. May God bless you and may he keep you in our prayers on today. Goodbye.
Thank you. I prayed to the Lord, my soul he would take. Now the angel went to the
to the